This week on You in the Law, attorney Kelly Zarcone is here talking about post-divorce financial planning. Are there financial issues in a divorce that aren't settled in the divorce?
Frequently there are financial issues that are not settled. And that those issues are really dependent on what's been disclosed throughout the divorce and what's been settled through the divorce. Frequently, when people are divorced, they still need to segregate a pension or a 401k plan. They still need to follow up on changing beneficiary designations for life insurance and all sorts of accounts.
Wait a minute. You mean that if you get divorced, you still have a clawback on your ex-wife or ex-husband's divorce, 401k, Roth IRA, whatever?
Yes. Generally, in a divorce, your settlement agreement or your stipulation, but whatever settlement you've worked out, will award part of a 401k, IRA, any type of deferred compensation account. But you don't just get that money. You have to follow up on it and do a qualified domestic relations order. In order to get a pension, which you may not be looking at collecting on until sometime in the future, you also have to do that order. And a qualified domestic relations order is called a quadro for short.
Why isn't it handled in the divorce decree?
Generally, it is. It's generally awarded. But a qualified domestic relations order is a separate order that's required under the law. Under the tax law, a retirement plan needs to be exempt from a creditor's reach in order to be qualified for tax-deferred status. So what is an ex-spouse but a creditor, right? So in the early 80s, the tax law and ERISA came up with this thing called a qualified domestic relations order. And what it is it's an exception to the general rule that a creditor cannot get money from a person's 401k or pension plan.
The issue that's always mentioned in these cases is a doctor's license, or I suppose a lawyer's license. But how do you determine what they're worth?
Well, economists do that. Generally, in a divorce, there will be that formula and there will be a valuation of a person's license. And it depends on really when that person got his or her license. Frequently now, a person gets a license before marriage, so then it's not an issue. I'm not seeing it as much as I used to.
Now, in the old days, it was the Cleaver situation. Ward went off to work and June stayed home. And these days, with the economy the way it is, June may be going off to work and Ward's staying home. Does this affect this process after the divorce?
It doesn't necessarily affect the process. It affects who gets what. So frequently now, whereas it used to be always the husband who would earn the pension and have to give up half the pension, increasingly I'm seeing the wives being the breadwinners, and the wife comes in and says, why do I have to give him half my pension, or why do I have to give him half my 401k?
Do you have the situation where the wives have no background in finance and in household career dealings and so forth, that you have to do financial explanations for them?
Absolutely. And there are financial planners who specialize in post-divorce assistance for women, because even though, as I said, a number of women are increasingly in the workforce and handling their own finances, it's still the norm where the husband handles the finances and the wife has no idea what they have together, no idea what their assets are or how to manage those assets. And it's very difficult to handle, especially with the stress of a divorce. So the wife will always have a learning curve with respect to those assets. And we talk about that when I have a client come in, and we talk about what she's going to do with the assets and what her options are. I'm not a financial planner, though, so I always recommend some additional help.
Here on You and the Law, Kelly Zarcone has been here, and we've been talking about post-divorce estate planning. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.